Gentlemen, the first item under other business is McCabe's Farm, LLC. It's a conditional use number 1870. It's for a site plan review on Route 404. The site plan is for metal fabrication, welding, and related activities. Business located on 6.45 acres. Site is zoned AR1. Conditional use was approved by council on November 30th of 2010 with 8 conditions of approval. The 8 conditions of approval are noted on the site plan. The existing dwelling on the site will be used for an office. The 80-foot by 120-foot one-story workshop and the 60-foot by 80-foot one-story storage building are proposed. The setbacks exceed the minimum requirements of the zoning code. The proposed dumpster area is located to the rear of the storage building and is enclosed with a 6-foot-high fence. There are a total of 26 parking spaces provided. An on-site well and septic are proposed. The site complies with the conditions of approval. All agency approvals have been received. Final site plan approval could be granted, and I believe the commission previously provided with copies of the site plan. And that's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. Mr. Johnson's rejoined us. I'll entertain a motion on McCabe's Farm, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the final site plan of conditional use 1870 for McCabe's Farm, LLC.
Second.
Gentlemen, we have a motion and a second for approval of McCabe's Farm, LLC, conditional use 1870 site plan. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The second item is Gary Corman's conditional use number 1815. It's a site plan for Road 258 Hudson Road. This application is for a site plan for a storage building for appliances located on 3.3795 acres. Site is zoned AR1. The conditional use was approved by council on February 2nd of 2010 with 10 conditions of approval. The 10 conditions of approval are noted on the staff's copy of the site plan. A 60-foot by 120-foot storage building is proposed and could be permitted. That the setbacks exceed the minimum requirements of the zoning code. DelDOT has issued a letter of no objection for the entrance. The Office of State Fire Marshal has approved the site plan. Final site plan approval can be granted. The commission was previously provided with copies of this site plan also.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. And noted for the record, Chairman Wheatley has rejoined us, and I'll turn the meeting over to the chairman.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your assistance. Mr. Burton, you. It's your pleasure, sir.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of final approval of CU 1815 Gary Coleman Corman on Road 258 Hudson Road.
Gary Coleman, what'd you talk about?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the conditional use number 1815 site plan Road 258 Hudson Road for Gary Corman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Good Earth Market, LLC. Conditional use number 1715, a site plan on Route 26.
On this application, do a little something different. When you got your notice of reports on the site plan information, this one was left blank. This is an application for a offices and a professional cafe with a conditional use approved by county council on April 1st of 2008. The commission granted time extension on August 19th of 2009 and again on April 14th of 2010. On March 25th, all agency approvals were submitted and received. The council approved a one-year extension on April 19th of 2011 through April 1st of 2012, the anniversary date. So it does have it's still a valid time extension. It was not provided in your packet of information previously because we're waiting on a landscape plan. the inserted page of the landscape plan for this project. Couldn't find a copy in the file of the Conservation District approval. If you granted or receptive to granting preliminary approval and final, could be subject to the staff.
Did staff receive in the conservation order?
No, I couldn't find a copy of that in the file, so that's why I asked for that. It would be subject to the Conservation District.
Well, Mr. Chairman, regarding the application of Good Earth Market LLC, conditional use number 1715 site plan, my motion is for approval as a preliminary with the final subject to the staff receiving the conservation plan.
Second.
We're moved and seconded to approve a conditional use number 1715 site plan on Route 26 for Good Earth Market LLC as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Old Landing Properties LLC, conditional use number 521, revised site plan, Road 274, Old Landing Road.
This plan was previously provided to the commission in the packet previously. It's a revised site plan for a rental storage business. The conditional use was originally approved by council on April 18th of 1979.
Yeah.
The owner is proposing to delete two 13-foot by 40-foot storage trailers and a 50-foot by 54-foot storage building, which total 4,172 square feet, and to replace those with a 64 by 67-foot building, which is 4,288 square feet, and that would include a 546-square-foot office. Setbacks for the proposed building exceed the minimum setback requirement for the zoning code. The replacement building is almost on the same footprint as the existing storage building. The staff is questioning if a new public hearing process is required. It would should be an improvement to get rid of two storage trailers and a building that's substantially of age to with a new building.
I'm inclined to say not, to say that it doesn't need a public hearing.
And it's the perimeter of the building is already improved by building. This is a center building.
I mean, yeah.
It's right across from, it's right next door to Rehoboth Shores Estates, across from, I think I named that project. See those, Sea Chase, the estates of Sea Chase, and the project next door to them. There's a project there anyway. Can't think of the name of it. Should be an improvement, actually, I thought. You're taking out getting rid of two storage trailers in an older building and replacing it with all new construction.
Yeah.
And the other buildings are going to stay. The perimeter buildings are going to remain the same.
Square foot stays the same?
About the same.
Oh, it's about, less. It's just
116.
Yeah. 16 square foot.
Some of these old airplane hangers?
It looks like old airplane hangers, what they look like.
Airport there. Yeah.
Yeah. Used to be a part of the Rehoboth Airport.
Yeah. Sell it to that truck driver.
Mr. Marsh was the original applicant.
Whose is this? Whose project is that?
What? It's Old Landing Properties LLC. Originally, it was John Marsh who had the airport.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
When you go Airport Road.
Yeah, I know.
Off Old Landing Road, and there's a house on the corner.
Right.
Another house, and this site.
And this site, right. Yeah. Old buildings. Yeah,
looks like old tea hangers.
They're old tea hangers.
Yeah, he rents boat storage and stuff like that in there.
So what normally happens if there's a building on a property and they want to come in and either add to it or like in this case, they're replacing it? Is that something that has to come back before the commission every time?
It has to come back to the commission because it was a conditional use. In this case, the conditional use had no conditions. Just the site plan requirements of the order.
Well, in that case, I think he can do whatever he wants.
No special condition. Now, what you normally get, anytime you have a conditional use and they want to expand, it has to come back to the commission, even if it matches a condition of approval, so that the commission's aware
that it's happened.
Change.
Yeah, that it's happened.
And on a couple occasions, the commission has said you got to go back and reapply because it was substantially different. as long as it's the same type of use, then you're just expanding it internally.
The building's going to be a similar size and...
Yeah, this is almost, you could say you can't exceed their original square footage.
There you go.
No, but...
So, there was no conditions placed on it originally back 31 years ago?
No. Very few of the conditional uses had any conditions back
so
then.
So, was it approved as a rental storage business?
It was. It was approved for a storage business, right?
Okay, so all we're doing, if we were to be in favor of approving this, all we're saying is basically you're replacing your building, but your business that's there now continues as is.
Yeah, the business won't change.
They're not going to suddenly start putting in shops.
They're putting in a 546 square foot office, less than 3 parking spaces size.
Yeah.
The office part of it. So it's to operate that facility, and I don't know, maybe some other facilities they own elsewhere, but you're not going to see
them. Mr. Johnson, 30 years ago, they still used manual typewriters, or they weren't as verbose as we are today.
Or they didn't have recording devices. So they don't know what they said.
They just left it blank.
Well, I don't have a problem with replacing it either. I mean, it's still the same. It's still they're saying they're going to provide the same basic business or service. And like you said, the footprints, you're talking about a minute, you know.
But like I said,
2.5% difference.
Almost the same footprint, yeah. Like you said. And plus, it's they're probably anything to change any kind of differences. Or you don't know where the office was originally, but you're going with a 546 square feet.
Okay. Should our motion for approval cite the specifics of this building? Is that what we're saying, or we're just saying we're approving this site plan?
You could approve it as a you could approve it as a preliminary revision, because they still need to provide us with the agency approval. I mean, that's the safest way to do it.
Okay.
Do you want it to come back to the commission, or are you going to let the staff do the final?
Well, if they'll have anything on our agenda, I mean, we can fill that.
You just want another item.
That's right. I'm just trying to fill up.
It's in the Lake District.
Job security, huh? Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Old Landing Properties, LLC, conditional use number 521, revised site plan on Road 274, otherwise known as Old Landing Road. See, now we got electronic. Be verbose. My motion is for approval as a preliminary, with the final subject to the staff receiving all the agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve conditional use number 521, revised site plan on Road 274, Old Landing Road, for Old Landing Properties LLC as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Corrado Route 1 Commercial Center, preliminary site plan, Route 1 and Road 271, Holland Glade Road.
Again, this project, what you received it previously, it's a preliminary site plan for a 74,882 square foot shopping center on 10.49 acres. Site is zones C1 and CR1. We've got two zones where we just rezoned it about a year ago, the back portion. So I need to add that in there. There's four buildings proposed. One is a 55,882 square foot retail. There are two 7,500 square foot restaurants and a 4,000 square foot bank. The building setbacks exceed the minimum requirements of the zoning code. 450 parking spaces are required, and there are actually, the report that was sent to you was off, it's 492 parking spaces that are proposed. Central sewer will be provided by the county. Central water will be provided by the town of Rehoboth Beach. There are no wetlands on the site. The site is not in a flood area. The stormwater management is proposed to be an underground infiltration system. The site is located in the combined highway corridor overlay zone. The final site plan will need to include a landscaping plan for the required 20-foot buffer along Route 1. Preliminary approval can be granted. Final approval could be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals and the final site plan showing the required 20-foot buffer and the landscape plan.
Now, is this the location they originally were proposing a hotel?
This is
Tomato Sunshine.
Tomato Sunshine site, right.
But weren't they talking about
there
a hotel?
There were two parcels out front, parcel in the rear with rezoned CR1.
Right.
I think they were.
That was brought up,
that
I think.
That was back
when they talked about it originally.
Yeah, originally it was.
Okay.
But it's the names that are being thrown around. I don't know if I can confirm these actually, but this is what we were told. It didn't say what bank it was. It was Kohl's for the 55,000 square foot building. And it was Olive Garden for one of the 7,500 square foot buildings. And if you got Olive Garden, you got a Red Lobster typically. I don't know if that's what it is, but that's typically what they get. They usually go together. Yeah. But that's just what we're hearing in conversation with different representatives. Not that that has anything to do with what site plan says, but.
Yeah. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the Corrado Route 1 Commercial Center preliminary site plan on Route 1 and Road 271, my motion is for preliminary approval and that the final approval will be subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals with the final site plan showing the required 20-foot buffer and the highway corridor zone landscape plan.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the Corrado Route 1 Commercial Center preliminary site plan on Route 1 and Road 271 Holland Glade Road with the final approval to